He says here, if you want to make your calling and election sure, then the basis for it is diligence. Now, I don't want to know from you if you are diligent. I want to ask from your neighbor. I want to ask them, is he diligent? Is she diligent? What's your reputation? Easygoing, you're a slob, you're laid back. Hey, I'm going to sleep in. I have no disciplines in my life. That isn't diligent. You're a walking failure. Now, I want to say something. The calling of God is broad, but God does not favor failures. He will call you as a failure, but he expects you to do something about your failure. He expects you to do something about your lifestyle. He expects you to do something about your diligence level. He expects you to say, you know, I've got a real call on my life now. God's really touched me. He's given me an invitation here to do something great, to do something eternal, to do something worthwhile. And I'm going to have to sit down and calculate what I have to do as a person to match up to the call. Now, there is the big number 10 right there. Too many of you are waiting for God to match you up with your call, and God says, no, the call is my part. Matching up is yours. You have to see the importance of making your calling and election sure through diligence. And he says, if you do this, you'll never stumble. In other words, you won't have to doubt. See, some of you are sitting out there and you doubt your calling. And the reason you doubt your calling is you live like a slob. You have no diligence about you. You have no commitment about you. You're not paying a price. And that will breed in you all kinds of insecurity and weakness and confusion. And therefore, you're unsure of yourself. And you're always wanting someone else to tell you you're going to make it. And someone else to tell you you're going to be okay. And someone else to tell you, no, don't do this. No, do that. And how are you over there? And have you thought of doing this? You know why? You're playing the failure game. You're living self-deceived here, folks. Look what will happen to those who are more diligent. Look at verse 11 of 2 Peter chapter 1. An entrance will be supplied to you abundantly. Isn't that something? God will open a door for you. He says, I'll give you the biggest barn door you ever saw. You can go through that thing with your arms out on either side. I will supply an abundant, wide open door for you to fulfill your calling. I will do it, he says. That's the promise of God. You know, it's something else, you know. He gives you the invitation. He expects you to qualify as a favorite. And then he says, by the way, if you'll just be diligent about this thing, I'll open up a door so wide for you, you'll be able to drive a Mack truck through that thing. But you've got to be diligent. And then he lists three interesting things in conclusion, verses 12 through 15. He says, therefore, I will not be negligent. Don't you dare be negligent. And then in verse 30, he says, stir yourself up. Don't be negligent. Verse 12. Verse 13, stir yourself up. And in verse 15, be careful. Don't be negligent. Stir yourself up and be careful. Do you see that in verse 15? Be careful. Don't be negligent. Stir yourself up for a change. Make those decisions necessary and hold yourself accountable. Stop being like a child. You know, my dad used to say this when I was just a little boy. He'd say, you know, I'll know when you've become a man, when you walk around puddles and not into them and through them. Make your own decision. He said, you know, that's another way of saying the same thing. When you get to the place in your life where you stop stomping into the mud and the puddles like a stupid little child and start walking around them, I'll know you begin to make responsible decisions that add up to success. We're talking here about an invitation by God, an open invitation. Doesn't care if you're good or bad. He said, I will give you an invitation to a destiny that is marvelous and in an everlasting kingdom. But you're going to have to become one of my favorites if you expect me to give you the job. I'll give you the job description, but you're going to have to get the job done yourself.